Scott and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, God, I love sex.
That's the excuse you use for your lady there. If she finds a condom, to say, God, you love sex.
She should excuse that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's your daughter's. Yeah.
You'd almost be better just be like, I've been twisting it off in the car.
That's it.
That's a good one. The tape.
Yeah, that might actually work. She thinks you're just a regular horny dude, yeah. And it's a new car.
She'll be creeped out.
Right, creeped out completely. Yeah. Right.
She'll think you're weird for a completely different reason.
Right.
There's a guy who had some condoms in a backpack.
Backpack.
You know, from years ago.
For his fishing trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broke back fishing.
Right. And hadn't gone on a backpack trip for years.
Got it.
New girlfriend in the meantime.
All right.
You know, unpacking and the condoms
and
fall out.
She has to believe him.
Yeah.
But did she? We're talking women here.
Yeah, seems they're fine with it.
Right.
There's another guy there was just a random earring found in his bedroom. So he got accused of cheating.
That happened. That's hilarious because that happened with our buddy Jimmy Casino, James, our old friend who lives in Jersey now. I was in his car and my earring fell out and his wife found it.
Oh.
And we weren't wrestling in the front seat. My earring
must banging.
My earring must just fell out. I remember he found an earring in his car.
I think that happened.
And she had to say, he had to go, that was Mike's.
That happened to me.
And she believed it.
Who's Mike? Yeah. The guy I'm banging. Right.
There was some, like a hair tie or something that had fallen underneath the couch.
Was it yours?
No, it was some, you know, somebody had visited. Obviously, one of Christie's friends.
Yeah,
because I don't use the fancy hair ties.
No, you don't.
I use the plain ones.
You don't use scrunchies. That'd be lame.
No,
yeah,
be a lot cooler if you did.
But it was her friend.
Yeah.
So she, I don't want to throw under the bus. So she thought you had a woman over there, and a hair tie fell off.
No,
her
there
head.
Was never any accusation.
Okay,
she was pretty sure that it was one of her.
You weren't getting laid in the side.
Yeah,
that's it. Most of women are pretty sure we're not getting laid in the side.
If I thought you had any ambition, this might be a problem.
Yeah.
This didn't cause a problem, but one time, we used to have the gathering the night before Thanksgiving.
Right.
We did that for about 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's birth control pills fell out of her pocket.
I remember this
and
one.
We found them in the couch cushions.
Right.
So I think I announced it on the air. And
you did.
The lady who lost them stepped up.
That's good. Did you take one?
Yeah.
I did not. I don't think that's a good idea.
She even caught a buzz.
Yeah. Meanwhile, she missed a couple days, and things were a problem.
That's your daughter's. Yeah. That's your daughter's crack pipe.
No shame.
That's your daughter's crack pipe, too. Everything that woman finds in that dude's house.
We are celebrating National Caffeine Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So be aware that caffeine exists.
And thank you, it does. Yeah.
In many forms.
This show wouldn't exist without caffeine.
Do they still make that, because people used to eat them up during finals when I was in college.
Adderall?
Not me.
No dose.
I didn't care. No dose.
No dose.
They were like caffeine tablets.
Yeah, they still make those.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I understand it, yes, absolutely.
I always used, if I needed that, cocaine or speeders. Black Beauties.
Yeah, because you really wanted to study on coke.
The grown up no dose.
You wanted to turn the music on and party and talk.
Those have long been known to be interchangeable.
Right. I seem to think the Black Beauties were more popular than
Black
no dose.
Yeah, and they were hardcore.
If they were available.
Your heart came out of your chest in Black Beauties.
Yeah, that's all you need.
I hated those.
Yeah, that was
but
too
I took
much.
Them.
Yeah, I was never much of a speeder guy.
I just did the stay ones awake. I didn't like it.
I had to stay awake. For a radio shift I had to do on Sunday morning.
Oh, who bothers to stay awake for that?
I was so burned out. And my buddy played football at Penn State, and he had some Black Beauties, and he gave me one. And that was, I was just like this for like 6 hours. You know?
Yeah.
Not cool.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Well, you were doing the responsible thing, though, trying to stay awake for your shift.
I was, right.
By taking illegal drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that still counts as responsible.
Everybody did illegal drugs back then.
No, I'm just saying, labeling it responsible might not be the right word.
Yeah, well, I had to stay awake.
Yeah, you got to stay awake.
I was up all night before and came in to do the shift. And it wasn't college radio. It was a paid radio gig. I was not a good. I was not feeling that good.
So while the rest of us have fallen asleep at times like that and let the
record flow. You know?
Yeah. Tyler didn't choose to go that way.
No, I didn't. I was professional. I stayed awake for my shift with illegal drug.
One of the latest known copies of a video game system that never was, the Nintendo PlayStation.
Wait, I thought they were arch rivals.
Exactly.
This never happened. It was just like a prototype.
The game system that never was, the Nintendo PlayStation, has sold to a collector for $360,000 at auction.
Wow.
Craig McLemore. He's got money. He founded Pets.com, Toys.com. He's the video game collector who won the ultra rare console.
So they made one.
They made a few. This is believed to be the only prototype left.
How did they come to that agreement?
Because of a failed partnership between Sony and Nintendo.
And they figured out.
Nintendo PlayStation is a common nickname for what was actually supposed to be a version of the Super Nintendo Entertainment System that supported CDs. These two video game giants announced in 1991, that they would work together, but only produced 200 units before the deal fell through. The other 199 were allegedly destroyed.
And they kept one, huh?
When the partnership was severed.
Nerd.
One guy kept one.
You can't have that because, you know, most people would just go out and buy both systems. That's what they want you to do.
Well, this is when they were
thinking about it.
In the 90s, in the early 90s, they were going to do one together. And so Olaf, the founder and first CEO of Sony Computer Equipment, quit Sony, went somewhere else, abandoned this one console in the office. Some other guy purchased it during an auction of leftover office materials.
Man.
Oh, like the storage wars.
How much is it worth?
Yeah.
They bought. It was bought for $360,000.
Nice paycheck.
Does it work?
There's nothing to play on.
There's no games.
No games, yeah.
Yeah, there were no games.
Oh, but I thought I'd read over the weekend, Craig. Weren't they expecting it to go for much, much more?
I didn't see that.
I had saw that they had said that they expected it to go for like $1 to $1.2 million.
It would go for more.
And they're actually kind of disappointed that it only went for $360,000.
Would it work on either one of those systems? And I don't
you
know.
You would think
I don't
that's
know
what
I'm
it was
about.
Yeah.
Meant for both. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
That PlayStation or a Nintendo game would be compatible with.
No, it was CD.
Yeah, CD. It's early 90s.
Well, see the games that I can't find now for that. I have an Xbox 360.
You can't find your Jackhammer records, right?
And they're all discs. So I don't know why they wouldn't still be compatible, unless they just don't make them anymore.
According to a new study, because of the aroma of her sweat, men can smell and like the smell of a turned-on female.
Oh, yeah.
Men were asked to rate women's aromas.
Who doesn't like that smell?
Well, not everyone realizes that they can smell it.
Well, it's pheromones, right? Don't
they
emit pheromones?
Those are the types of things that people don't realize they can smell.
Usually it smells like a tanning solution on a 30-year-old chick.
See, Tyler can't smell it.
Yes, I can.
And the wild dogs that we
I can smell it right now.
We pick up on that.
Men were asked to rate women's aromas. Swabbed during various states of arousal.
Yes, swab that.
In three trials, men were more attracted to the smell of aroused women.
Oh, yeah.
How did they get them into, and could you please define the various states of arousal?
We just showed up.
In two nearly identical experiments, researchers first asked straight female students to bicycle for 3 minutes.
Hey, Todd's got a bike shop.
In order to work up a sweat.
Oh, bicycle. That means you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Then the women watched 20 minutes of the 2005 erotic cult film Nine Songs.
Man, if I was able to get a boner, everybody'd be in big trouble.
I don't know that film.
Thanks for the warning, Nick.
Yeah. Is that supposed to
happen? Very lucky. Up. I had to look up to see that he wasn't talking. That was beautiful.
Intention of this film to
it was perfect. What
arouse? Because some people react differently.
It is referred to as erotic.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, sexy and hot.
2005 erotic cult film called Nine Songs. Yeah. They watched 20 minutes of that, followed
I'm sure
the
guys
by the researchers.
The guys probably ripped in it.
Swabbing their sweat for testing. The women went through the same process a few days later, but instead of the erotic cult film, they watched a documentary about bridge building.
Oh, that's not sighting at all.
Yeah, but see, somebody might get wet.
There was one woman that was like, whoa!
Yeah. During a similar experience, seven women were asked, in addition to watching nine songs, to watch a dance scene from Magic Mike, starring Channing Tatum. Read an excerpt from 50 Shades of Grey and look at 20 sexually explicit photos. For comparison, these women were later subjected to watching more boring bridge building, watching an unsexy video of men and women dancing, reading a story about knitting, and looking at 20 pictures of tropical birds. They then put men throughout each experiment to the test, asking which scent they preferred.
What were you doing in there? What's that smell? It smells like sweat and anger and shame.
Yep.
Life's confusing when you grow up, isn't it, Brian?
It is.
And so they figured out that men can indeed smell when women are turned on. They may not realize it, but what they found was the men said, oh, this is my favorite scent of all of these.
Right.
And it turned out to be the one where they were aroused.
Stank. Everybody loves the smell of good stank.
Yeah, they do. Especially if you're involved with that stank.
Researchers
you walk
say,
into other stank, though.
Yeah.
Like two other people that just stanked it up. It's like, it's like somebody else's farts.
But there's your a own dude involved.
Right. And you're smelling that stank. If it's your own stank, and you're involved with somebody during that stank period.
Yeah, that's fine until it's over.
Right.
Then when it's over, you're over that.
Yeah. You're just in the shame cloud.
But not other people's stank.
Researchers say sexual interest may entail more than meets the eye, and they hope that current findings encourage further research to examine the role of sexual olfactory signals in human communication.
We just go crazy, right?
Yeah.
The window. You're letting the stank out.
I get the knitting and the bridge building, but I think they took a risk with the thinking they're not going to be aroused by tropical birds.
Yeah. That sounds hot to me, right? Yeah.
Close that window. You're letting all the stank out.
They try this with, douchebags full of Axe body spray.
Oh, yeah.
Because that makes the chicks go nuts.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with that one.
Well, I see.
But that's what you hear.
That's what teenage boys smell like, and that did not stick to the tape.
it seemed pretty quiet.
It did. Damn it.
Well, what are women attracted to?
Axe body spray.
Yeah.
Men's, I don't know. I guess when we're all horny, they love it. Don't you, ladies?
Do they?
We walk towards them all stanky.
I bet that's it.
After we ride a bike for 10 minutes.
I bet that's it.
What is taint?
Yeah.
These days, disinfectant wipes, they get me aroused.
Oh, I bet they do. Yeah. I got them over here.
They get my attention.
And they're even called the wet ones, Todd.
Well, that lets women know that you're able to acquire goods and services.
That's right. Yeah. You're allowed to. You're right. You bring home stuff for
the
household.
You're a provider.
Yes, providing.
You're not a provider like I am. I got my wet wipes. Wet ones, antibacterial, tropical splash. By the way,
you're familiar with those collars for dogs that they call bark collars, where the dog barks and then, it activates some sort of shocking device in the collar.
It's kind of cruel.
And it seems don't see it that way.
Yeah, it is.
Well, because I get tired of the dog barking.
Well, I do
not
too.
The point.
My dog only barks when the neighbors are out. The neighbor dogs are out barking. And, it could be a pain in the ass. But do they say it's cruel and unusual?
Nah, I don't know.
All right.
We got one of those for our dog.
It's not unusual.
Does it work?
It did, but I felt bad because it had like a couple metal prongs that seemed like they were just like going into the dog, like his neck.
Gotta,
like, all the
it's got to make you not want to bark, so it's got to hurt a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah. And we put on it for like 10 seconds. We're like,
and you didn't even like your dog. And you took it off.
That
right?
was too much.
So what'd the dog do?
He just barks all the time.
Did it stop?
Now,
did he stop?
When he got shocked?
We didn't even really get that far because it just seemed like it was
hurting too much.
Just push it into his neck.
Well, it's got to make contact with skin. Well, a better idea.
Your dog barks too much?
Oh, sometimes. Yeah. The thought crosses my mind.
Yeah, right.
End of story.
Right.
Because they make those regular collars with some sharp stuff where if they start tugging on it, then it chokes them.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I suppose those could be viewed as inhumane, too, but...
Some people feel that way, yes.
They once they tug on it and start choking, they stop.
You had me tugging on it.
Yeah. Keep going.
Once I start choking, keep
tugging
going.
And choking.
Yeah, in the morning.
Well, now they've got a collar for dogs that actually does no good, but it's amusing. Anytime your dog barks, instead of shocking him to get him to quit barking, there's just some sort of speaker that spits out a swear word.
Oh, I love that.
Huh.
It doesn't hurt the dog at all.
So do you hear the swear word louder than the bark, or do you hear it along with the bark?
I don't know.
Yeah, you want to be able to hear the swear word.
But does
exactly.
The dog then respond?
No, it does nothing to the dog. This is just to amuse you.
So basically it's like, I like it. It'll be like make your dog have Tourette's where you can understand it.
Yeah.
Is there any audio? We can't play it.
We can't play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we can't play it because there's F-bombs.
It'd just be barks and,
bleeps.
I would put them in the yard all day.
There's BS, there's the F-bomb and stuff like that.
Oh,
see, I would think the dog would freak out thinking somebody would yell or was yelling at him.
Well, here's a speaker down by his neck.
Then he'd shut up.
No, there's no plan. I mean, maybe he will, but there's no plan for that, no.
Yeah.
It's just to give you something funny.
Yes, it's just for completely amusement purposes.
It'd be great to do that with and strangers over the house originally. Your dog starts yelling out the F-bomb.
So
they can make those for babies, too.
They should make them for
crying babies, swearing.
Electric fences, the invisible fences, are they considered inhumane?
See, that's the same thing, I would think.
Yeah. I think if they go past a certain point, they get a shock.
Yeah, right, there's that's a couple of dogs in my neighborhood that have those.
And they seem effective.
And they're a fortune. We looked into that when we first got Chloe. And do it in the front yard. And it was like, there's a leash. It was a fortune. And then the guy told us, we talked to people too, that sometimes if that dog does break it, if it runs fast enough or it just runs through that, it's like a broken horse. No, it's like it's not going to stop it ever again.
It's not going to come back in. The other downside I've heard of those is the electric fence doesn't stop the coyote from coming into your yard.
No, it doesn't stop anything from coming into your yard
because
they don't have a collar on.
And your dog is pretty much trapped because he's not going to run out of the yard because he's going to get shocked the alternative is getting eaten by the coyote.
Of course.
But they do work. I've seen them.
In cities, that's not necessarily an issue.
No. But I see them. No, you're right.
Most places, the coyote coming into your yard is not an issue.
Good point.
And with that cursing collar, is that like Alexa where you can download Samuel L. Jackson's voice to be
not
the
aware
cursing?
Of that. That may be coming.
Because that'd be awesome.
It's $60 and sold out right now.
If,
but
if your dog
sold out.
If my dog barked and then all of a sudden I heard Samuel L. Jackson dropping a mother F-bomb, that'd be the best.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I need for my dog. He barks at me every time I walk through the door.
Does he
as
really?
It is.
I think
I don't even
dog,
call me an asshole, too.
Right. Heard Samuel L. Jackson say, dropping the mother effer. The dog would shut up.
Yeah, maybe. You don't know my dog. She barks at everything.
Your dog starts barking. Roof.
You stupid son of a bitch!
That happens too often.
I would like the dog to say that. You stupid son of a bitch. I'm trying to think of a swear words I could actually play in here.
Hell, I'd like to say that.
You did.
All right, Aaron.
Well, I mean, more often.
Every time you bark, the dog yells.
Suck it, Jesus. No. That's horrible. My dog would never say that.
Yeah.
That's just a Sunday setting.
We have a frequent contributor whose name is Aaron Rodgers.
A-Rod, right?
It's spelled like Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And he's checking in here. You can get the bark collar that vibrates, shocks, or makes a high-pitched sound. Vibration mode works good with the asset dog that I have. So you don't necessarily have to hurt him.
So that just kind of scares him a little bit.
Yeah.
I love the bit, though. Yeah.
Yeah. This company apparently also has some other fun things. Let's see. Including a rubber chicken bong.
So you just suck out the
you
top.
You need that.
Where's the carburetor on the chicken bong?
I guess.
The butthole. Probably.
And customized Nike sneakers with holy water from the Jordan River in the sole. They call them Jesus shoes. Suck it, Jesus. No, don't. Jesus, you're fine. Jeez.
Is there a way to verify
Jesus,
that?
Jesus, you're fine. Just in case you're listening, Craig says
you're fine. Jeez.
Jesus, you're fine.
Certificate of authenticity that it's actually water from.
I've given you the information
River.
I have. Right. One hit of weed.
Please.
That's a start.
caused individuals to double the number of false memories they created in a virtual reality scenario.
Of course it does. Mm.
Did it cause them to jump off a balcony? Because I've read essays where if you have a one hit of weed, sometimes you just jump off a balcony.
Thank you, Todd Ricketts.
A study author said, we're all prone to the formation of false memories independent of cannabis use.
Yeah, we are.
The susceptibility for false memory, however, increases with cannabis.
Yeah. Did they have to study this?
Yeah.
I mean, did they have to, though?
Out of the Netherlands, yeah.
We could have just told you that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Dude, a false memory. Do you know what a false memory is?
I got a few.
You mean things that didn't happen?
No, I know that, yes. Oh, but, or happened differently than what you remember.
A total false fabrication?
Or it's differently than what happened.
You know, there's just difference.
Right.
Differences. Researchers defined a false memory.
Stoners do forget, Craig. Don't argue that.
This is not forgetting. This is a false memory.
Yeah. Forget the truth, then.
As a recollection that either did not happen or included key differences than what actually happened.
Yeah.
Researchers don't have a firm answer as to why this happens.
Because it happens to everybody, you're right.
Yeah. It happens to everyone.
It's alcohol.
Right, are you just making stuff up, or is it a distorted memory?
Well, the gap in accuracy between those who had inhaled THC and those who had not narrowed over the following week.
I told you that they had, I was watching that interview with Dan Rather and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And he asked them, when's the first time they sang together? All three of them said they knew exactly when it was. All three of them were different.
Yeah.
And it's one of those bone of contentions with all of them. They'll go, nope, not happen. That didn't happen. Yes, it did. They three guys.
None of them are right.
None of them. Well, one of them might be right, but the other two are wrong then, but they all think they're totally
can't
all right. Be right.
And you can't guarantee that any one of them are right.
And that's a pretty big remembering.
But
the time those guys sat around a kitchen table and sang, well, one guy said it was a kitchen table, one guy said it was something else, other guy says it was something else.
Yeah.
But and one they were at Cass Elliott's house, one they weren't. I'm thinking, you guys should know this.
No, that was 40.
Somebody should.
It might have something to do with the fact that it was 45, 50 years ago.
Or 60.
Well, I think it's everything. Yeah. 45, 60 years ago and drugs.
High as hell.
Right.
So they said the gap in accuracy between those who had inhaled the THC and those who had not narrowed over the following week. A week later, there was no real difference in false memories, in what you remembered and what you didn't.
This is why it's important to build up your tolerance.
That's right.
This was not because the cannabis users regained their memory.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight!
But because the placebo group had become increasingly likely to develop their own false memories over time.
The placebo group, right. That's funny.
I got high yesterday. I think I made a stew.
You think you made a stew?
I don't know. Maybe it's a false memory. Maybe.
Did someone make a stew?
Yeah. There's stew.
You checked this morning, see there was stew out there? Okay.
So it's there, and you're fairly certain that you made it.
Yeah, pretty sure. I don't know if it's a false memory or not.
Well, you got vouchers in the house, I can tell you.
Yeah.
That wasn't you.
I'll have to check with my wife.
Nobody wasn't you at all.
Did I make a stew yesterday?
No, it was me, honey.
Unless everybody in the house was high. Yeah, that's what I got out of that, is build up your tolerance, kid.
Okay. That's kind of what I heard,
There was no mention of that being
Todd mentioned it.
Helpful.
Yeah, I did.
In the article. In the aforementioned article.
I can't imagine that it wouldn't be.
Again.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.